On the night of January 19, 1955, at the Coliseum on Monroe Street, the crowd, which had come to see and cheer and boo the very popular wrestling matches in Baltimore, was this night, as it did on all other nights in the Baltimore wrestling scene, lusting for blood. The focus of the bloodletting was a wrestler coming down the aisle, sporting long golden hair and ringlets. A so-called slave girl was circling him, spraying him with perfume. This was the infamous Gorgeous George, the phoniest of all the phony wrestlers on the Coliseum's phony card. His opponent that night was a sucker, an unknown loser named Wild Red Berry. Moments after referee Harry Smyke introduced the protagonist in the ring, Wild Red began pulling at George's golden locks. The fight became a scene of sweating bodies in hammerlocks, toe holds, and airplane spins, and here and there, blood, or what looked like blood, all over the wrestlers and spreading on the mat floor. Stanley Scher, chairman of the Maryland State Athletic Commission, was in the audience that night and on the lookout for irregularities in the wrestling business in Baltimore. And he saw that so-called blood, and he was immediately suspicious. Blood in a wrestling match? He saw the whole scene as the fake that it was, and sent a scathing letter to promoter of the wrestling matches, Ed Kontos, who in response shrugged his shoulders. He said, quote, "Wrestling in Baltimore is more honest than fishing," end quote. But Scher, furious, went public with the scandal. He wrote in an open letter, quote, "I saw that so-called blood, and I sent in a doctor to pick up a sample off the mat. That doctor said it was nothing but the over-the-counter red medicine Mercurochrome," end quote. There are several versions of Kontos' response. Here is one of them, quote, "The fans were lusting for blood. We did the best we could."